episode number 242, Calm Before the Storm.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
So, to explain to our listeners who are thinking, the calm before the storm, what, something bad gonna happen?
Yeah.
Something real bad?
Yeah.
Or something bad.
Bad.
I think we need to give a little explanation before we continue here.
All right.
This year is going to be basically the first year that Camaros are going to be readily available and sitting on lots at dealerships.
That's right. You don't have to go in and order one and then wait 3 months, which is excruciating.
Or pay a giant markup. However, I believe there are dealers who are still doing that crap.
A-holes. Well, you know, if you see that, if you're going to buy a Camaro, which you should be if you're not, if you haven't, and if you've already bought one, you should buy another one.
Yeah.
Because it's just that easy.
You know? And you should be able to start ordering the 2011 Camaros soon, if not already. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you can. Camaro Scotty usually keeps us posted on the board there as to what's the status of allocation and restraints and ordering process and when things are going to end and when things are going to begin. He's a great source for that. So.
And everybody wants to get a 2011 now because they're going to get heads-up display.
Big deal. I only say that because I want it really bad and I don't have it in mind.
Yeah, I think it looks cool.
It does. You posted a video of it.
Found it on YouTube.
Yeah, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, I like the little Chevy startup logo
there. Yeah, that'll kind of get old after a while. Just like
anything else.
Thing
in the vet.
You won't even. It's like on my Trailblazer. You know, when you turn the key in the odometer, the digital display says Trailblazer SS.
Oh, yeah.
The first time I did that, I'm like, oh, that's so cool. And now I forget it's even there.
I know. I had mine customized on my vet. When I started, it said Chris Frezza. I never took it off when I sold it either. I was like, who the hell is this Chris Frezza guy?
It would really suck if they didn't know how to change it and they didn't read the instructions and they have to see your name every time they turn their key. So. We stay in touch with John Trotto at Buff Whalen Chevrolet. He's your sales guy.
Yep.
And he's got ample supply of Camaros right now.
Holy cow. Yeah. When I was there to order my Equinox, there was almost 50 Camaros on the lot.
Nice.
I took a little picture and I posted it on my Flickr page of about 15 Camaros in every single color imaginable sitting on his back lot. And they are looking forward to selling these things. They're just
waiting, huh?
Oh, yeah.
And he posts often on the CamaroZ28.com message board.
I think he's just Jay Trotto on the board.
Yeah, I think you're right. There's also Tom Henry, who I got mine from just because it was a cool experience. Definitely a cool experience to rent a car, drive out, and drive home in a new
Pittsburgh,
Camaro.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. I haven't talked to Tom in a while, so I should give him a buzz just to see how things are going. But give him a shout. But obviously, if that's feasible for you, either that or John Trotto here in the Detroit area.
Hoping to see some more Synergy green cars driving around.
Yeah, maybe with the V8.
Yeah,
but not the cool interior, as we talked about
last week. Yeah.
So I'm just really expecting. We talked about this before. Friday night car shows at the bowling alley or at Sonic or. You know, at the drive-in or whatever. I'm really anticipating seeing a lot of Camaros this year.
Right. Last year, they were pretty rare.
Yeah.
Definitely at the beginning of the summer. If you ever saw one on the street, it was just like, ooh, head-turning.
Yeah.
You know?
It was a big deal. Now I think I probably see one a day.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. I'd say on average.
I see probably, half a dozen a week, maybe.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Yeah, we're coming over here. Just that silver one.
Yeah, we saw that.
The black stripes.
I haven't seen one that's as kick-ass as mine, though. I got to tell you.
No. You don't see too many of the gray ones.
Yeah, I know, which is even cooler. Mine is the most kick-ass Camaro
I think I've
ever.
Seen more of the aqua blue than I have of
what?
The gray.
I've seen more yellows than I've seen of anything.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really
time.
Weird.
Yellow with black stripes.
Maybe it's the same guy, just driving around all day long. He's unemployed.
Yeah. That or everybody wants Bumblebee.
That sounded creepy. So, if you haven't bought your Camaro, make sure you get yours now.
Yeah.
Everybody should have one.
I'm sure they're going to be ample.
Mm-hmm. We're going to do some car shows this year.
Oh, definitely. I can't wait.
Even just like, I'm going to drive to work on Friday and get out of work and go to a car show, you know.
Oh, just pull in a parking place and start your own car show.
You and I would look pretty stupid just standing there by ourselves. Well, you know, mom and pop minivans at the TGNY or whatever.
Yeah.
Drive around.
Oh, God.
No, definitely attend a car show this year, you know. I think we need to help revitalize the car show, the casual weekend car show. Yeah. Doesn't have to be a big production event. Just, I mean, whatever happened to going out and cruising?
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. A lot of the cops stopped that. It's just weird.
Well, whatever it's happened to beating up cops? I'm just kidding. I'm only kidding.
They did away with that, too.
Yeah, everybody who did that is now shot.
Yeah. It's not like it used to be.
Yeah. It's
definitely not.
A-holes ruined it. It's always an a-hole that ruins it.
I think it was the Rice who ruined it.
Nice job, Chris. Yeah, remember when Rice was just rampant?
Yes.
Rampant Rice.
They were the ones causing all the problems.
Mm-hmm. The douchebags. You know, I was listening to some rap music the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was in a Jeep Grand Cherokee, 17 cars behind me at a stoplight. What do they expect everybody to do at a stoplight? Get out and dance or something? I mean, who said that they're the mobile DJ of the street today? It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turn it down, a-hole. God, nobody's impressed by your ability to turn a knob. You want to turn a knob? Go turn your own knob somewhere else.
Yeah.
Okay, that's my rant for the show.
Okay.
We got to move on here. So yeah. What you got there?
This article on CNN that talks about the Mustang and Camaro in lean muscle car fight. They're talking about the horsepower wars from the V6 cars.
Yeah. I told you they'd heat up.
Pretty interesting,
huh? I knew that it would happen that way.
You know, Ford thought they had the top dog for the V6 car.
Top
and
dog.
What happens?
Oh, Camaro says, sorry.
Sorry. We're sorry. This V6 actually has 312 horsepower. Sorry.
Try again next year.
Yeah, and you know it will. They're just going to keep re-upping. Right. And competition is great.
Competition is a wonderful thing.
Yeah. So we're going to keep seeing this go on.
Yeah. You're going to link to that in the show notes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. So I love it. I think it's great. What's next?
I don't know. There wasn't a whole lot of news this week.
Because it's the calm before the storm. Right. Right. I can throw this one out there. We used to talk about this a while ago. Our friend Bob Westervelt at Cypress Classics made the cool presentation boxes that you smashed your thumb in.
That's right.
That's how we remember it. We want to remind everybody of how great these products are. I've got mine on my desk. Chris, you have yours on your desk.
Absolutely.
Just great pieces of work. And we want to remind everybody that you can get 25% off any order through the end of this year.
Through the end of the year?
Yeah, through the end of the year. Just go into CypressClassicsAuto.com and enter Camaro Z28, all one word, of course, during the checkout process.
And you get 25% off the whole year?
25% off, well, whatever your order is.
Right.
But the coupon code is good for through the end of the year.
Nice.
So hey, we haven't talked about that in a while. No. Yeah. I mean, Bob is a really cool guy to deal with. I really, really like buying from him.
So go and get your box.
Go get your box.
Yeah.
What you got?
What you like? Well, I got some emails here.
Yeah, right, let's
you
want to
do
that.
Some emails?
You want to do an email and maybe do we have voicemails?
We've got some voicemails too.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Start with what you want to start with.
Okay. This one comes from Michael Mayday. Hi guys. You talk a lot about the Z28, but what about the B4C? Love the podcast. Thanks, Michael Mayday. P.S. Real drivers drive their Camaros in the snow.
Everything that guy just says, bull.
I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start with the first part.
B4C.
B4C.
Yeah.
Don't see it happening.
No.
Not with the Caprice. Was it the Caprice? What is the new police car?
The Ford?
No. The Chevrolet. It's based on the G8.
The Caprice?
Is it the Caprice?
Yeah.
We talked about that a while ago. I can't see them making a B4C Camaro.
Well, I just saw a news blurb the other day saying that the new Ford Interceptor is out.
Oh, yeah.
And they've got 72% market share on police vehicles.
Right.
So I don't know.
I mean, I can see them making a one-off, like a SEMA car or something like that.
Well, you see here and there different companies like that one in Texas who's converting those Camaros into police cars.
Right.
But I don't see a factory B4C option coming back anytime soon.
No.
Perhaps you disciples should talk about that at your meeting this summer.
Yeah, we definitely will. And, you know, maybe we'll even see it in the future on a CamaroZ28.com diecast car.
Who knows?
Who knows?
That's just crazy.
I don't know. I don't even know what I'm talking about. It'd be nice to see. I'm sure we'll see some one-offs, but I don't think a big production thing or anything that, you know, like sometimes you'll see a B4C, a Camaro B4C for sale. You know, I'd like to have one. Those things are pretty cool, but I don't think we're going to find them the same way anymore. I don't think so either. So what's this other PS crap that he's talking about?
Real drivers drive their Camaros in the snow?
No, real drivers don't like rust on their cars. Yeah, take that, Mayday.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, he's got a point, though. I mean, if you got the stones, drive it. But
yeah, I did it for many years.
That car has seen better days.
Not going to do it again. I'll just leave it at that.
I don't know how you survived.
I know.
Literally.
Pain in the ass.
Okay. Thank you for that email, Mr. Mayday. Yeah.
We got another message this week, too.
All right.
This one came through Facebook.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Subject is Camaro. Hey, Chris and Jason, it's JR, or more commonly known as American Camaro on the board. I'm sorry I'm asking you this on Facebook because I'm just too lazy to click the mouse a few more times.
Wait. Then we'll be too lazy to keep reading this.
On CamaroZ28.com. Anyway, I was meaning to call in after the Chicago Auto Show back in January or February because all the Camaros and the Caprice I saw there, but I never got around to it. Anyway, I was there for the first time. I saw a Synergy Green Camaro. I got to say it's awesome, but I'd have to agree with Jason. I wouldn't buy it myself. I also saw a number of modified Camaros that, if I remember correctly, were brought from SEMA, including the Camaro that I got really excited for when I saw the Z28 badge, but turned out that he just put on one from an earlier model year. And I saw a Chevy Caprice police car near GM's display, and it looks awesome. Better than the saline Mustang police car in Transformers. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, I saw the custom Chicago Blackhawks Camaro that was being raffled off. I have to say, it was one of the coolest cars I saw and show even cooler than the Merc Benz SLS AMG Gullwing. The coolest part was their take on hockey stripes, which were painted to look like wooden hockey sticks. Well, thanks, Chris and Jason. Again, sorry for posting this on Facebook, and I hope you play this on your podcast. See ya. The Hawks will win the Stanley Cup. Just a heads up for you Wings fans.
Everything that guy just says, bullshit.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, go Wings.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe the... Let me see this here. The Hawks, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe the Hawks are too lazy to win the cup. Did you ever think about that, mister? I'm too lazy to click the email thing. Yeah, we'll get to the email thing in a minute. Yeah. So anyway, all right, let's talk about the good parts.
Uh-huh. So he was at the Chicago Auto Show, and he saw a bunch of cool cars.
Yeah.
Likes the Synergy Green car, but he agrees with you. He wouldn't buy it.
That's cool.
He really liked the Chicago Blackhawks custom Camaro.
Yeah. It sounds cool. It really does.
Yeah, I remember when they were doing that. They did a great job on that.
Right on.
And the Caprice. Loved the Caprice. We were just talking about this.
You know, that's one of those cars I'd like to own one day. It just looks good. It looks... You know, cop cars always look stodgy and bloated and overweight and slow, but this, that looks aggressive and, you know, like when one of these is coming after you, it means something. So,
okay.
Cool stuff.
Thanks for sending that in.
Yeah, and in the future, when you want to get a hold of us, here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
What do you say we do some voicemails now?
Sounds great.
We've got a couple voicemails here. Let me go ahead and... What the hell is this? I just got spammed on Skype from a Viagra company.
Well, maybe they're trying to tell you something.
From Viagpure.
You got spammed?
I just got spammed.
You reach over to click the voicemail button and then, hey, guess what you need?
Yeah, fast acting works within 20 minutes for bigger, harder, longer lasting erections.
What's the web address? No.
Yeah, I'm not.
Is there a phone number?
No.
Do you remember when we did that?
Yeah.
We called a spammer once. That was a big waste of
bastards.
Time. All right. So anyway, we have this voicemail that's not spam.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Hi guys, it's Knox Camaro from the boards. First, thanks Jason for your video of the sequential turn signal installation. Very cool. I think I'm going to do that myself. I recently took my 2010 to the shop to have some clear coat work done on a rear quarter panel. The manager there said he was seeing other Camaros with small scratches and chips around the lower portion of the quarter panel, and he strongly suggested adding splash guards, which I did. I had the paint the shop paint them because they don't come in aqua metallic blue. They look good, but I'm not sure if you guys have heard similar feedback. Lastly, a couple weeks ago, I heard some discussion on the podcast about using nitrogen in the tires. My dealership said that GM does not recommend using nitrogen in low-profile tires. Not sure if this is true, but maybe you could comment. That's all for now. Thanks for your work, guys. Take care.
Thanks for calling in, Knox Camaro.
Yeah, thank you so much for that. It covered a lot of things here.
Yeah, some interesting tidbits here about the rear quarter panel. Getting chips?
Well, yeah. I mean, the car is Coke bottle shaped, so anything that comes off the front tires kind of hits just in front of the rear tires along the side by the shark gills.
Right. Have you heard of any like problems, like big problems with this?
Well, even the Trailblazer is that way too. You know?
Oh yeah, didn't they put that like almost right. like that clear 3M tape or something?
Right, it's
like
that 3M InvisiShield or whatever it's called.
Because there was a TSB for it.
Right. I actually thought about getting some for the Camaro as well, the 2010 Camaro,
yeah.
just for the exact same reason. Because yeah, it does happen. It depends on what you drive on, especially if you drive on roads with a lot of pea stone or gravel or just little crabble
yeah.
type things. I would definitely, if you don't, I think the splash guards, the GM 2010 Camaro specific splash guards, don't look too bad. I know Terry Haino has some on hers, and a lot of other people do too, but hers specifically sticks in my head because I think she was the first one that I saw that got one. Or maybe it was Millie. Some of the other disciples got it. That's one solution, but if you don't like it, look into, what's the name of the, there's a few companies that offer the headlight protection film and the vehicle, the clear bra
right.
or whatever
yeah.
they call them,
Or just put like 20 coats of Zeno on it.
So it actually builds up
exactly.
a base layer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's boy. It does kind of suck, but that's just the design. You can't help.
Right.
It.
I haven't noticed any problems with my car at all.
What's the other thing he talked about? Nitrogen and low
nitrogen
profile.
And, yeah,
low never heard that.
No, I'm gonna have to read my instruction or my book that came with my car again and see if they have anything in there about putting nitrogen in what specifically low profile.
Yeah.
Tires.
You know who'd be a good one to ask about this?
Fitz.
The Beefmeister.
The Beefmeister. Fitz.
Fitz. The Fitzinator. Count Fitzula. Yeah.
We'll get an answer on that.
Yeah, we will.
We'll
or
definitely.
I'll talk to my guy at the Discount Tire there on Gratiot.
Yeah.
Ask him about it. He's always good for knowledge. And then what else did you mention? The video that I made, the sequential video.
Yes.
I'm glad you liked that. That was fun to make. Yeah. It was kind of like a last minute thing. I went to install it and I'm like, this would make a cool little video just for fun. So I just threw it up there.
It literally looks like less than 5 minutes to do this too.
The video that I took was of the driver's side. When I went to do the passenger side, it didn't even take me 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
It was just so simple to do.
That's good to know.
Yeah, very cool. So thank you so much for that voicemail, Knox.
Yeah. Okay, we've got one other one here.
All right.
Hey, guys, this is Cody and I guess Ozzy, 89 Chevy on the boards. Anyway, I've got a quick question for you guys. I know you guys, one of you guys have the automatic and with the manual mode on it, and I was always told in the past that it's never okay to shift an automatic like a manual, like it's harder on the transmission. So I was wondering if you guys could respond to that regarding the durability of that and if it possibly takes life away from the transmission. And I don't know if that's something the manufacturers are into, maybe not having the transmission last 200,000 miles, and that's one way they can cut some mileage off the transmission. So I thought it would be a good topic for you guys to address on the boards. Just a kind of a general overall thing, and just kind of how you feel on the safety, since you're Jason, your car is a supercharged, and you have the manumatic mode. So Anyway, thanks for the good work, guys. Your podcast 2 weeks ago was awesome. You guys had so much energy, and there was so much humor in it. It was great. And then you guys were kind of downbeat last week, so that was quite a contrast. So, but keep up the good work. I'm loving it. Take care. Bye.
Well, we're just happy as hell to hear from you.
Exactly. I hope we have enough energy this week.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
So I've got the Manumatic.
The Manumatic.
The Manumatic.
With the tap shift.
With the tap shift.
Yeah. Now, don't they specifically design the transmission now for use with the manual tap shift?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all electronic, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's computer controlled. I mean, it won't let you do something that'll really hurt it.
Right.
In fact,
it won't shift unless you want it to shift.
To a degree. Like, if you're doing 60 miles an hour and you put it in manual mode and you tap the left button until you think you're going to go into first gear, it'll go down to like third or second and say, then it'll flash on the driver information center, shift not possible.
Hell no.
Yeah, because otherwise you're going to leave, you know, half of the transmission, if not all of it, behind you. Can you imagine that? Click, click, click.
Yeah. It'd be like, you know, well, I don't think you could do it on the drag strip. You know how everybody, they go to shift from...
I did that. Do you remember that?
Put it in reverse.
I put it in reverse at the trap.
Yeah.
But, no, I think that they would make sure that it was engineered to handle that without a tremendous amount of wear on the steels or the synchros or anything.
Right.
Because otherwise it'd be warranty claims up the yin-yang.
And you gotta understand that this stuff's all validated and tested for millions of miles. Yeah. So,
I mean, this is the same transmission that they put in.
Is it a 4L60E?
It's the 4L80. 4L80? Oh, man, you just tripped me up. Now that I've got two numbers in my head, I had a brain fart.
Well, the 4L60E was in the fourth gen.
Yeah, it's a 4L... Hold on a second, damn it.
You're going to have to go look it up now?
Well, this is stupid. I know this like off the top of my head, but...
You just had a brain fart or something?
I did. You know, it's one of those stupid things. I'm away from the microphone here. The 6L80. I knew it wasn't...
Oh, the 6L80.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't the... I knew it wasn't a 4. That's what screwed me up.
Okay.
Because it's based off the 6L50, which is good for about 400 horsepower. The 6L80 is 500 rear-wheel horsepower, give or take. So I'm pushing the limits. It's awesome.
Yeah. That should be fun.
But apparently, you know, because I asked, I said, how much, you know... Do we really know how much the 6L80 will take? That's what somebody said. But our good friend Grippenfelter from Manitoba says Livernoy Motorsports has a lot of 600-plus horsepower turbo V8s running 6L80Es. So,
okay.
That's
good.
Anyway, kind of got on a little tangent there. Thank you for the voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
Did we address everything?
I think we did.
Yeah. You know what would be a good one to ask about this?
Fitz?
Fitz.
The Beefmeister?
The Beefmeister.
He's never going to live that one down.
He called him, look.
Yeah, he called him.
He called himself that.
I know.
So, everybody, next time you meet John Fitzpatrick.
Call him the Beefmeister.
Call him the Beefmeister, and he'll know exactly where it's from.
Great.
All right.
Well, that's all the voicemails we got this week.
All right.
Yeah. We're kind of lean this week on the voicemails. Probably, you know, we're also recording the show a couple days early.
Not that anybody will know the difference.
No, no. So, if there's any that come in on Saturday or Sunday... just so you all know, we're actually recording this on Friday night this week because of some things that need to be done this week.
Yeah, you and your travels. So, in the meantime, let's kind of do a recap of the things that we'd like all of our dear listeners to do. Join our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Our fan page.
If you've got a Facebook page, why not?
Uh-huh. Then there's Twitter.
Yes.
Subscribe to our Twitter feed.
Twitter.com/CamaroZ28.com.
Mm-hmm. You know what we haven't talked about in a while is the podcast survey.
Yes, it's on the bottom of every single notes that I put out every week with the podcast and also included with the Twitter and the Facebook link.
Mm-hmm. We really want you to, if you haven't filled this out yet, please do. It only takes, 2 minutes? Doesn't even ask for an email address or your name or anything. But it gives us a lot of insight on what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong, what you think of the show, what you don't think of the show, how much you hate Chris Frezza.
And, you know, sometimes we actually read these on the air like we did, about 6 months ago?
Yeah, every 6 months we go through the recent...
Some of these are just hilarious.
Yeah, some of them are pretty good, but some of them are also really what keeps us going.
Right.
We really appreciate the kind words that everybody has to offer, including the voicemails and emails that we get, you know, every week.
Yeah.
So definitely... Stay tuned and call in and take the survey and send me money and hate Chris Frezza.
Oh, God.
Are we almost out of time?
Well, we're probably there.
All right. Well, otherwise, everybody have a wonderful weekend and buckle up and don't drink and drive.
Call in.
And I guess we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
And go Red Wings!